You are listening to Absent Minded, brought to you by HabsEyesOnThePrize.com. Hello and welcome to Absent Minded. My name is Jared Book. And we have a summer trade to announce and to talk about. I don't know if anybody listening was at the Oceaga, but if you were and you were enjoying the music in at the Montreal Music Festival, there's a weird trade. And we'll start off by saying that Jeff Petry is now a member of the Montreal Canadiens again, which is weird after somebody asked to be traded. And I guess Montreal wasn't put on his modified 15-team no trade clause because he is now a Montreal Canadien. And the more significant part of this trade is probably who was traded from the Montreal Canadiens. Mike Hoffman goes to Pittsburgh, and then Pittsburgh sent him to San Jose in the Erik Karlsson trade. And Rem Pitlick also traded to the Penguins. And he will stay with the Penguins. And the Canadiens are getting other things as well. It's not just Jeff Petry. They get a 2025 second-round pick from the Penguins. And they get goaltender Casey DeSmith. And they get a AHL forward and Montreal native in Nathan Légaré, who is likely going to be with the Laval Rocket next year as they look to rebuild their leadership group. He's 22 years old, so on the weirdly on the older side of forwards who are expected to be with the Rocket. But it'll be interesting to see what he can bring after pretty good season in Wilkes-Barre Scranton last year. But the big news, like I was alluding to earlier, is the Canadiens have created room for forwards. And that was always the question: where do you fit Raphael Harvey-Pinard? Where do you fit Jesse Ullinen? Where do you fit potentially Michael Pezzetta? Where do you fit potentially Joshua Roy or Sean Farrell? And the answer is that that with trading Mike Hoffman, they create one more opportunity for a young forward to make the NHL. Rem Pitlick was also in that mix. He likely was on the outside looking in of the forward group of the Canadiens. He gets a chance to play in the NHL in Pittsburgh, where they don't have as much depth as the Canadiens do. And I think that the Canadiens have now an opportunity to play. You know, you don't have to play Mike Hoffman on the power play. You don't have to play him in your top six or middle six or fourth line, where, let's face it, he's not really well suited for. And I think that's a huge, significant win for Kent Hughes. To get a second round pick is just bonus. To get Casey DeSmith, who adds to the goaltending picture, and I would, you know, all three of Jake Allen, Casey DeSmith, Samuel Montembeau require waivers. So I would expect, as well as Caden Primo, obviously. So I would expect that the Canadiens are not done trading. There are rumors also that they are trying to flip Jeff Petry with retained salary. The Penguins are retaining 25% salary on Jeff Petry. So his cap hit is just a bit over $4.6 million. So that means the Canadiens, they can retain 50% of the salary because they're not retaining on Hoffman. They're not retaining on Pitlick. And that means that the Canadiens can retain on Jeff Petry. And then a team might be interested in Jeff Petry at $2.3 million for the next two seasons. Obviously, the Canadiens have a weakness on their right side. Another veteran wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but I would not be surprised if the Canadiens do flip Petry. I would not be surprised if they flip either Jake Allen or Casey DeSmith, or even Caden Primo. I would not be surprised if they try and add something else to this. But just the fact that they traded Mike Hoffman, don't have to retain salary, and get a second round pick, you're laughing if you're Ken. That's more than best case scenario. And yes, you take back some salary in Petrie. You take back some contract spots with the Smith and with Legare. Doesn't matter to me. I think this is it's not a trade that will necessarily hugely improve the Montreal Canadiens next season. But it's a trade that gives them a lot of flexibility and to collect more assets down the road. And that is on its own a win. And there's obviously going to be some people who will think that just the fact that you eliminate Mike Hoffman is a win, although he was better at the end of last season than he had been. He wasn't scoring as much as you would expect from him. But in the grand scheme of things, I think a lot of people would rather see Raphael Harvey-Pinard or Jesse Ullinen in that role. Never mind someone like, you know, Sean Farrell, Joshua Roy, Riley Kidney. There's a lot of young players. Emil Heinemann as well is a possibility there. But so I think that there's not really much to say other than this is a weird move, especially when you consider Petrie has to be traded and was traded about a year ago. But at the same time, the Canadiens get rid of Mike Hoffman. They get rid of Rem Pitlick, who, you know, if you lose a guy like Rem Pitlick on waivers, he goes to Laval. It's not the end of the world, but it's still a body that doesn't have to be thought of anymore. It gives more opportunity, especially in training camp. So, look, the roster picture got, a little bit more interesting because now you have a spot that players can play for. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what the Canadiens do with Jeff Petrie again. And this is funny. The funny thing is that you can say that the Montreal Canadiens have come out on the right side of a Jeff Petrie trade three times. When they got him from Edmonton, when they traded him to Pittsburgh because Mike Matheson was the Canadiens' best defenseman last year, and all likelihood will probably be again this season. And now they get him a third time, or they have a trade with him for a third time, and they ship out Mike Hoffman and Rem Pitlick, get a second round pick, get Petrie at 75% of his salary. I mean, there's not much. If you don't like this trade, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what you cannot like about this trade. Maybe you don't like Jeff Petrie. Maybe you don't like that he signed for an extra season. I think by the trade deadline, probably by the start of the season, Jeff Petrie is not a Montreal Canadian. And then you might say, well, Jared, maybe, you know, why are you, that's another $2.3 million of cap that you're getting rid of. I don't care. I don't think it's a big deal. And I think that the asset you get for Petrie, getting rid of Mike Hoffman, creating space, potentially not losing Jesse Ullinen on waivers, which, you know, is a significant, you know, cost. There's, you know, people may say, oh, big deal, he's an AHL, NHL forward. You know, Rem Pitlick was just traded, and he's the same boat. He was a waiver claim. So I just think that there's, you know, you can say it's a nothing trade. It's a meh trade. I don't think you can say it's a bad trade. But thank you, Kent Hughes, for giving us something to talk about. And on a Sunday afternoon, or I guess it was maybe morning by the time it was announced, or first whispers started coming out about it. But yeah, I just think that there's not much bad you can say about it. And there's a lot of positives to take away from this. And, you know, I like I said, I don't think they're done. So stay tuned to Habs Eyes on the Prize. Stay tuned to Habs and Minded. We still have the top 20 of the top 25 under 25 as well to look at throughout the month of August. And then Blink and training camp and rookie camp is about to begin. So enjoy the temperature if you're, you know, somewhere where it's summer. And you can be sure that whenever something happens, we'll have it for you on Eyes on the Prize Radio, on the website, on Habs and Minded. So, again, my name is Jared Brook. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time on Habs and Minded.
God of Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Wow. Great to see you again.
Critics agree Loki Season 2 is...
marvelous.
Great. And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki Season 2. Now streaming only on Disney+.